Hey, welcome to The Conversation. This is Andy Mason, and you're listening to authentic conversations around the messy intersection of faith, family, and business. And we've been going through a series really around a theme, Dream Culture, Bringing Dreams to Life has been the book, and literally been walking chapter by chapter. So I'm breaking the mold again today and just bringing you live update is there's been some messes going on lately. And so this session, I want to just unpack for you what I am practically doing in the middle of some blindsides that have been happening lately. So just to give you some of those blindsides, and then I'm going to walk through one, two, three, four. There's about five real practical things that can help you navigate and handle blindsides that happen to you. What you do in those times really sets you up, whether you continue to advance or whether you will shrink back, hold, hide, and draw back. So what's been going on? Well, there's been some little things and some big things. And some of the little things are maybe not so little. Kind of funny things. We had a bear, that's a B-E-A-R, for those of you who are confused with what I'm saying, visit our house last night, dogs barking all night into our trash. You know, just nothing big, but lots of extra little things to take care of. My phone, this phone you're actually listening to is a new one. The old one, the audio went on it. In the middle of everything else, that was not what I needed. Phone that's not a phone. Our server, this was the big deal. The entire server that was originally hosted on Amazon Web Services crashed. Well, not crashed, it actually was terminated. Through some poor instruction and communication. So something I've got to keep working out, but that's like a big headache. How do I navigate that? How do I lead people through that? How do I solve where is their responsibility and what can be taken care of that? That is quite a significant thing that's going on at the moment. Another little thing, I was doing some work on a home project. This is all within the last week, by the way. And I was using a power saw, we would call a skill saw, and it kicked back and ran up my thumb. And so if you're it's a circular saw for those who are not aware of that, and literally cut open my thumb and thank Jesus, literally walked up my tendon. So exposed my thumb to the tendon, but did zero damage to the tendon. So the result was 13 stitches, quite a lot of blood, but 13 stitches rather than an ER visit and a hand surgeon. So thank you, Jesus. It could have been a lot worse. What else? We've got a conference that's this week, and it's the first time ever that that's going to be entirely online. And so there's been a heap of work and new planning and intentional work that's gone into making that get set up well. We're also launching a course. I've put a course onto a new platform. And then just to top it all off, we've got fires in California, over 1 million acres burning. So that's smoky outside. We've got COVID. We've got politics that's just gone interesting. And then it's like 100 degrees outside. So in all of this, it all blends in beautifully to say there is a mess. There was a mess. And then I got blindsided with some extra challenges in the middle of it, which just pushed me over the edge. So what do I want to do? I want to run, hide. I want to just sit in a swimming pool with my head under the water for a minute and just avoid everything. I want to just go play a video game where I can feel like I'm in control. I want to just avoid everything. Go watch a movie, preferably something with lots of action like The Accountant or Courage Under Fire or something that's like just life, death, heaven, hell, black, white, because everything else is just so murky and messy. What did I do? Well, number one is physical activity. I find that when I get into a situation where I'm jacked up, I'm getting knocked all over the place, blindsided, physical activity is the best way to navigate and manage stress. Whether that's walking, whether that's for me, if I'm feeling jacked up, I'll walk out into my living area and just go down. Give myself 25 push-ups. put my hands on either side of the bench in the kitchen, in between the kitchen bench and the microwave bench. And it's just long enough and wide enough I can sit there and do kind of, I don't even know what you'd call it, like you're sitting on a chair, but you're going up and down. You know, it's working out my triceps or something. Doesn't matter what it's working out. It's about eating up some of that adrenaline in my system, the jacked up amygdala, I think it is, in your brain that wants to either fight or flight. And you can't do anything because you're sitting at a computer screen or on a phone. So I've got to leverage that out of my system some other way. So physical activity, whether that's walking, whether that's swimming, whether that's running, whether that's biking, whether that's doing push-ups, whether that's doing jumping jacks on the spot, whether that's just doing crouches, it doesn't matter what you do, do something physical. That really, really helps. So that's number one. Number two is lock yourself into identity. The things that are going on right now are trying to knock you out of who you really are, gets you back into performance, gets you scrambling, gets you distracted from the main things. I've got to lock myself up back into who God says I am. And thankfully, I've got a living, active, working relationship with my Creator. And so I had the heads up before all this crashed. I just was sensed that I need to focus on Psalm 139. And this is amazing. Lord, you know everything there is to know about me. You perceive every movement of my heart and soul, and you understand my every thought before it even enters my mind. This is Psalm 139, the Passion Translation. It locks me back in to who I am, to whose I am, and that keeps my perspective in the right space. Verse 5, you've gone into my future to prepare the way, and in kindness you follow behind me to spare me from the harm of my past. With your hand of love upon my life, you impart a blessing to me. This is just too wonderful, deep, and incomprehensible. Your understanding of me brings me wonder and strength. What's the point? God knew that I was going to face this, walk through everything that I'm walking through right now. He's gone into my future and made a way. He's in my past, protecting me from past mistakes. It means this. It means it's going to be okay. It means that I'm prepared. I'm being set up beforehand to succeed. So whatever it is I'm facing, I have within me what I need to not just survive, but thrive through the middle of this. So that's number two. Focus on who God says you are. Lock in on Psalm 139, Psalm 37, Psalm 34. All of these are just so good. Psalm 91, just read that and declare it over your life. Psalm 139, it finishes with this. It says, God, I invite your searching gaze into my heart. Examine me through and through. Find out everything that may be hidden within me. Put me to the test and sift through all my anxious cares. See if there's a path of pain I'm walking on, and lead me back to your glorious everlasting ways, the path that brings me back to you. I cannot afford to have a thought in my head about me that is not in his head about me. So I say, test me, search me, know the thoughts that are messed up, and bring me back to what you say is about me. So number one, physical activity. Number two, lock into identity. My identity is determined by what God says, not by whatever is going on or not going on around me. Number three, super, super practical. There are so many things going on, I need to make a list. So I've got pieces of paper. Probably not the best system if you're system people. I'm sure you have a better system than I do. You know, right now I took one of the unused grid-lined workbooks from one of the kids' schools that they didn't use, and I'm using that, and I've got lists of things down of what I need to do and remember to do, and then I can cross off thing by thing by thing that I get done. That keeps me focused in the middle of this. You know, here's a quick bonus. I got to interview Danny and Sherry Silk this morning for the Heaven and Business Conference, and it was outstanding. And how do you keep going in the midst of it when the things that you're putting your life to, it may not necessarily go according to your plan? And this is really good. Four things. Number one, these are all bonuses, by the way. Bonus number one is focus on you. You are responsible for you. You're not responsible for what everyone else does or doesn't do. You're responsible for how you respond. So number one, focus on you and your response. And number two is you've got to focus on the truth. Don't get distracted by all of the crazy things on the media, on the politics, on this and that. You can get so distracted by things that you cannot do anything about. Focus on the truth. I've heard it said, if you want to find a fake, don't look at all the fakes. Look at what is true. Focus on the authentic things. And for us, that's the Word of God. It's what He says. It's what Jesus is. Focus on that which is true. Number three, work with those who have a problem. Like if someone doesn't have a problem, you're wasting your time getting into an argument. You're wasting it. Like if people say they want to change, but they don't have a problem, they don't want to change. So work with people that know they have a problem. They can articulate it. This is what is wrong. Then you can actually make traction go forward. Number four, work with those that want to change. If you do those four things, you'll find yourself so full of things that you can do that you won't have time to worry about the things that you can't. So that was just a quick sideline from, I just think it's just so topical for help us right now in the middle of this. But bigger picture I'm talking about, what do you do when you get blindsided in the midst of crazy? You want to stick your head down in the sand. You want to avoid, you want to just medicate on sugar for me, or more food. But you can't do that. Number one is physical activity releases the adrenaline in you in a healthy way. Number two is locking identity. And for me, that's Psalm 139. I'm camped in there at the moment. Number three, and make a list. Make a list of the things you need to focus on so you don't forget things, so you can keep things one by one by one. You're saying, right, I'm going to do this. And then after that, I'll reward myself with another piece of candy or chocolate, whatever it is that is your thing that you go to. Number four, fun, family. Keep the priority of those things. For me, the pressure was I could have worked all weekend on all of these things that need to get done. It seems to be never ending. But I promised my son we would build a salmon ladder. Actually, he's the one that built it. I just helped him install it. It's 14 foot high. I believe it's S-A-L-M-O-N. No, it's not the fish. It's actually a fun outdoor activity where it's just crazy. And what they do is fun. So check out that. It's a series of natural steps in a cascade or steeply sloping area. And they actually, this is put up. I mean, I guess they do it have it in the salmon ladder in a river, but this one here is effectively like a ladder that you build into the ground, and you've got to climb up it with this pole. Think outdoor adventure ninja type stuff. So I did that with my son. I played with my daughter games. I did a puzzle. I intentionally kept the fun and family things happening in the midst of this, knowing that I have to trust that God is my source of increase, my source of supply, the one that's helping me navigate through this, not just what I can do in my own ability. So that was number four. Keep the fun, keep the family connections. They are your priority. And number five is worship. Is the service. It's nothing like a worship service, an environment where people are worshiping together, just to align your perspective, release again hope, so I can play that. I guess worship is not just being a part and watching something on YouTube, Bethel.tv. You can jump on and grab that, but I'll have songs going. I might pray in a God language, pray in with declarations, with gratitude, with thanking. There is always something that you can be grateful for. Now look around you. Just be thankful that you're sitting on a chair, that you're listening to this, that you have the technology to better listen to this episode and be encouraged. Through it all, there's step by step that God is making a way. One of the things in terms of changing our server already, there's a particular person in the wider environment where I am that has just changed their jobs, because they've just changed their jobs, in the last week, they're now available to help us as a technical support person. What's the point? I could have got frustrated, fried, upset, angry, done whatever, but God had already gone into my future and prepared and made a way. It's going to work out okay. So, Father, I just want to thank you for every person listening right now. Thank you that you're leading us and you're teaching us that our strength, our hope is in you. Father, help us to stay locked into what is true. Help us to stay locked into what we're responsible for. Help us to keep our eyes on you and see our situation from your perspective. And I just release grace and hope and courage on every person who is listening to this right now, that regardless of what you're facing, that you can get through this. It's going to be okay. And I bless you with the wisdom and the strength to know what to do. Amen. Hey, if you've been listening to this, just a thought. I've got a brand new course coming out. It's called Hey God, What Now? If you're in a situation where you are wondering, like really wondering, what do you do now? How do you navigate this? Facing uncertainty, and you want to jump into that, there's three different options. One, you could just do it self-guided. There's a series of 12 different sessions. You can learn yourself and walk through that. It will practically help you walk through that process. Number two, if you want to do it with me, I will guide you through these sessions. So you've got the 12 sessions plus 5 live sessions with me, where literally we will guide you through step by step how to hear God, turn it to practical action steps, and work through the results. And number three, if you want to do that as a part of a mastermind group where we just design it with you in mind, small group of people, you can find that. Jump onto heygodwhatnow.com. And that will take you directly to a landing page and show you. If you want to actually find out even more of the process, if you scroll right down to the bottom, you can jump onto a 20-minute video and watch and download the notes. That'll really help you. So I trust that'll bless you, help you. And it doesn't matter what you're going through, you can get through this. You're stronger than you realize. So I bless you with the wisdom, the courage, the hope. And we shall talk again next week.